One of Australia's most senior Catholic officials has been found guilty of concealing child sexual abuse. The verdict against Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson was delivered in a packed Newcastle courtroom. Our reporter Nancy Notson was there. Nancy, what can you tell us about these offences that Archbishop Wilson has now been found guilty of?
Well, Archbishop Philip Wilson was accused of concealing child sexual abuse in the Hunter Valley, in the New South Wales Hunter Valley in the 1970s. So Peter Cray, abuse survivor Peter Cray, told Archbishop Wilson that he was abused by another priest, James Fletcher, who died in jail in 2006. Mr Cray, who was 15 at the time he spoke to the Archbishop, says he told he told Archbishop Wilson, who was then a junior priest in East Maitland, about the abuse on two occasions, but nothing was done. And now this court case has been going on for some time. Archbishop Wilson's legal team has tried to have it thrown out four different times, saying it wasn't in the public interest. He has Alzheimer's, and so that delayed things a bit previously. But now it came before the New South Wales Magistrate Court in a magistrate-only trial. And today, Magistrate Robert Stone found that he was indeed guilty of concealing that abuse.
And what did the magistrate say as he delivered that guilty verdict?
He said that Peter Cray was a truthful and credible witness, and he was satisfied that, in 1976, when the Archbishop was a junior priest, that he indeed tell him about the abuse, and it wasn't enough for Wilson to say that he didn't remember the conversation. He said that Mr Cray had no motive to make things up, and he said that Wilson wanted to protect the church and its reputation. He said that Philip Wilson knew Mr Cray's family, and so we would have believed what Mr Cray was telling him, but he instead still didn't come forward. Now, after the verdict today, there was very emotional scenes in the courtroom. It was a jam-packed courtroom with people spilling out the doorway, and family members of the victims and friends of the victims that were hugging, that were crying. It was extremely emotional. And outside, two other abuse victims spoke outside the court, as well as Mr Cray, who was crying as he was saying it was such a significant day. He felt so relieved, and he hoped that this decision would help unravel the hypocrisy, deceit and abuse of power and trust that the church has displayed.
And Nancy, what will now happen to Archbishop Wilson?
Well, the court so far, because it's in the local court, he could face up to 2 years jail. That's the maximum penalty that he could get. Now, that could be suspended as well. He's currently on a bail condition in which he needs to appear at his sentencing, which will be on June 19. We're yet to hear from the Catholic Church to see whether he will retain his position as Archbishop. So we'll be waiting to hear about that as the day goes on.
That's our reporter Nancy Notson at the Newcastle Court. And in a statement, Archbishop Philip Wilson has said he's disappointed with the decision. He adds that he's now considering the reasons and will consult closely with his lawyers to determine the next steps.